Dillman are finally on the radar of life because our cousin's a teenager.
Angelica, what's it like being a teenager?
It's just like being in a movie starring me, Angelica!
Angelica? Angelica?
I'm really sorry, but this table's reserved for the 13 and over crowd. Plus, you're kind of sitting in my chair.
Not like your name's on it, Savannah. Wow, and in gold, too.
Oh, well. In a few days, I'll be 13 and have my own cool table. And who knows, might be the new hotspot.
Right, girls?
Oh, and some of you haven't RSVP'd yet to my birthday party. Wouldn't want to miss out on the cell phones in the gift bag.
No roaming fees.
Unlimited minutes.
Ooh, girlfriend. Taking on a 13er before you are one is like opening an umbrella indoors while walking under a ladder as you break a mirror, which drop when you open that dumb umbrella.
The minute I'm 13, Savannah and I will be equals, especially after my party, or as I prefer to call it, the new gold standard.
What's the latest tally on RSVPs for this new gold standard?
Well, so far, there's Amanda, Emily, Kendra, and you two guys.
Sounds more like the new 10 standard.
Any idea how the invitations addressed to Tommy, Dill, and the rest of that group ended up stuffed behind the refrigerator?
Fluffy! No cat toys for a week.
Invite them.
Tommy and his merry band of dweebs? Did I mention their idea of fun is sniffing each other's socks?
You never know where a dweeb, a Sugwin, may end up. Today a sock sniffer, tomorrow president of the New York Stock Exchange.
Ugh.
Oh, here's some good news. I landed Zedra, TV teen psychic. She's amazing. She said she knew I'd be calling. Your friends can have aura readings in between porpoise rides and pedicures.
Sounds incredible. All the more reason I don't want my party ruined. It's bad enough there'll be preteens there, but pre-preteens? Please don't make me invite them.
Sorry.
Guess I could always stick them in little outfits and make them serve punch.
Here, 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 and here. Sorry they're late.
And stepped on.
Nothing says I want you at my party like a big footprint.
Of course, if you already have other plans, I'll understand. For instance...
The circus, the ice capades, open house at the Waxed Lip Museum.
Ooh, and looky here! Bossy and Flossy, the two-headed cow, are appearing at the county fair!
That's a doer.
Just remember to leave my birthday gifts in the lockbox on my porch. Well, this is where we part. I'm going to be a teenager, and you guys aren't. I'd love to say it's been great knowing you, but why lie now? When you see me in passing, remember to look the other way. I'm onto bigger, better, and older things.
So, basically, same old, pretty much.
Well, nothing's gonna keep me away. There's porpoise rides. They talk, you know. No way I'm missing what could be the most meaningful conversation of my life.
Well?
I'd stay away from horizontal stripes.
Not me! Angelica's birthday gift. It's her big 1-3.
Sorry, Susie. Didn't see you. I'm a little obsessed with finding the perfect dress for my party.
Your party?
Really hope you can make it. Ooh, that dress wants me as much as I want it.
You're invited to my soon-to-be annual spring bash this Saturday.
Uh-oh. The date!
Yes. The dreaded date. How about we just go together?
The date of Savannah's party.
This can't be right. Savannah's party is on the same day as Angelica.
Just remember, as soon as you break the news to Angelica, duck.
How come I have to do it? You're a better bad news breaker than I am.
Because you're the one with the ice cream, Harold. You'll be able to deflect whatever she throws.
The important thing is, we're letting her down easy before she finds out the hard way.
Can you believe it? These people all said no! I don't get it!
Angelica, Harold has something to tell you.
Hi.
Now, don't go all crazy, Angelica. You still have a bunch of yeses.
Hello? Oh, hi, Amanda.
What?
But you already said...
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Amanda said she couldn't risk turning Savannah down.
Well, at least you still have us and, some other good friend. It could be someone selling you a vacation timeshare.
I don't think so.
No, no. We get it. We're here for the girls' votes anyway.
No!
Thanks for giving it some thought. Okay, Chucky, you're my last hope.
Seeing as I foresee this party is considerable potential damage to my self-esteem, I feel I have no choice but to vote no.
Ugh.
I mean, it's Angelica. For all we know, she could stick us in little outfits and make us serve punch.
Well, the difference between you guys and me is I have to go. Let's face it, I'm trapped in the cold genetic truth. She's my cousin.
I warned you this called for a double tubber.
Look, Angelica, it's not that bad. I know there's a way out of this.
Like, maybe they'll discover toxic mold in Savannah's basement and she'll have to cancel her party.
Or Angelica could ask Savannah to change the day of her party.
What? Are you crazy? I'm the injured person here. It's my 13th birthday. You're actually suggesting I go crawling to Savannah and beg her to change the day of her party?
So, can you change the day of your party?
We do have a problem, don't we? I mean, we wouldn't want to force anyone to choose.
It's like we think the same. By the way, I love how your eyeshadow matches your belt buckle.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, because I know how much your party means to you, I'll certainly see what I can do.
You're the best, Savannah.
Convince Savannah to change date of party.
Check.
Coordinate party eyeshadow to match belt buckle and shoes.
That was pass the sardine, right?
More like, you want blubber with that?
Darn!
Angelica?
Busy here. Can I help you?
Look, we're cousins, and even though we've had our ups and downs and downs and downs, I don't want you to be alone at your party. So here it is. I'll be there. Did I mention what a sacrifice this is for me?
Dear little cousin, I'll hardly be alone as Savannah is changing the date of her party. But because it was so sweet and pointless of you to offer to come, I'll be sure to mail you a piece of cake.
Take me off the being a good cousin list. Party's back on, which means I'm off the hook.
You may want to ixnay the hook talk around Kid Porpoise.
And then I thought, why get only one music act when I could get two? Techno and pop!
Glad your party's back on. I knew my idea would work. Except I did think Savannah'd take at least a day to make up for mine.
I can call the tuck store and reinstate my order!
Well, Miss Teen Queen sure looks stoked.
It is nice she'll have a big crowd for her big party.
Not as nice as knowing we ain't going.
So what day did Savannah move her party to?
She didn't say. Did I tell you there's gonna be an ice sculpture of me carved from the actual iceberg that sank the Titanic?
Well, what exactly did she say?
That she'd see what she could do.
Angelica, far be it from me to burst any bubbles, but that doesn't sound like she promised to change the date of her party.
We had this total teen communication. You preteens wouldn't understand.
Savannah, would you please tell these two the new date of your party?
Oh my gosh, didn't I tell you? I really tried to move things around, but no luck. Sorry. But you said that I'd see what I could do, and I did. Bye-bye. She actually thought I'd change the date. Doesn't she know I planned it for that day on purpose? I know it sounds mean, but Angelica did break a major rule by assuming she'd be popular before proven. It's a hard lesson, but it's for her own good. In the long run, she'll thank me.
I can't believe it. Someone actually out-meaned Angelica.
Savannah?
Oh my gosh! You're a Senor Jumping Bean fan too? Isn't it the cutest thing when he does the Mexican hat dance around his own tiny sombrero?
Uh-huh. You don't know me, but...
Of course I do. You're Tommy,
Yeah. The point is, I too believe Senor Jumping Bean is the world's cutest chihuahua. Wow, there's even Senior Jumping Bean pre-moistened towelettes.
If it says Senior Jumping Bean, I have it.
Oh, man, then I guess you already have a VIP invitation to the Senior Jumping Bean After Hours book signing at the Lapdog Luxury Pet Store Saturday?
No, I don't, and I'm a VIP. How come I didn't get one?
Did I say VIP? I meant VVIP. Anyway, the thing of it is, I can't go. My father's having an ankylectomy. They're dissolving. The good news is he's getting new titanium ones. So, anyway, if you don't have anything else to do that night, would you like my ticket?
Would I? I did have a party planned, but everyone will just have to find something else to do. I can't believe you're giving this to a total stranger.
Truth. I'm not a teenager, but someday I will be, and I hope that someone of your popularity and eternal coolness will remember me.
Not only are you a fellow Senor Jumping Beaniac, but you're a first-class kiss-up. Thanks.
So it worked, thanks to my brain and your home printing press.
I gotta get them all purdied up for when I milk Bossy and Flossy.
I can't believe you guys made me go through with this. Some kids might show up.
Yeah, Harold's right. I mean, you never know.
No, no. I'll tell you what I know.
Hey, Angelica.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, thanks. No one is going to show up at this party, and you want to know why?
Happy birthday, Angelica.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I'll tell you why. It's because I...
You were saying...
It's because... They all came to their senses. You see, preteens, showing up at my party is my peers' way of acknowledging my equal popularity status with Savannah, whose party obviously can't compete with mine.
Angelica, Kimmy told me that Tommy and his friend saved your party by getting Savannah to postpone hers.
What? Those preteens did that for me? Tommy, get over here now! Bossy's the real cow! Flossy's just a fake cow head! Well, then get over here as soon as Phil stops crying.
Interface with our alien brethren.
Cool!
Just think, Drew.
Before we know it, we'll be planning her sweet 16. Do you think they can squeeze one more face on Mount Rushmore?
I still say she's going to put us in funny little outfits and make us serve punch.
Punch?
And he's her friend.
Guess you know why I called you.
Where do we suit up?
I heard what you did and wanted you here because it's my way of saying... Of saying...
Thanks!
Sorry, but that doesn't make up for destroying my carefully constructed bossy and flossy illusion. I mean... Hey, is that a mime?
So, how did you get Savannah to call off her party?
Senor Jumping Bean, huh? There was no book signing at the pet store. It was just free flea dip day. I found out he's your cousin, and you put him up to this in order to steal all my friends away from my party. Admit it!
Fake book signing? It's sneaky, underhanded, backstabbing. Something I'd normally do, but amazingly didn't.
Well, I want my friends back.
Party's still on at my place.
No can do, Savannah.
I've already made an appointment for my hand to be henna tattooed.
My party's gonna be so much more fun than this.
Hey, check it out! The contortionist is squeezing into a vacuum cleaner bag.
Well, since your party's a bust, you probably don't have anything better to do. So if you want to stay, I won't kick you out.
Thanks. My staying would give this party an edge.
Attention, everyone! The pre-course of the first course of a fabulous 8-course meal is about to be served, so take your seats.
Oh, is that where the cool kids are sitting?
Uh-huh. Sorry, Savannah. Those seats are taken.
By who?
Some cool kids.
Is she pointing at us, or do I have something hanging out of my nose?
Both. We scan on Angelica's cool dar?
Get up there!
It's just that our long history together compelled us to act.
But our history is me yelling at you guys.
And that got us right here.
Bye-bye.